Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Remember, starting the 8 o'clock hour and all day long here on The Fan, giving away Game 5 tickets to Caps-Canes. Caps, of course, down 3-1. Be caller 9, right around 8:20 and 9:20 on the Junkies, but stay tuned all day on 106.7 The Fan for your chance to win every hour. All right, going to talk a little NBA with Joe House next. He joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. He's a podcaster for The Ringer. You can follow him on Twitter at House from DC. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, boys. What's happening?
Hey, pal.
What's up, buddy?
It's a wild week for Washingtonians. A dagger the other night, obviously, with the Caps. And then you know, I guess it was almost inevitable. We knew that they weren't going to get Cooper at 1, but to think they would get 6, the worst, just a dagger. What was your reaction?
Yeah, EB, it's just another May here in the DMV,
yeah.
Right? We've got the draft lottery for the NBA goes in the worst possible direction. The Caps are on the brink of elimination. Who knows where the hell the Nets are? But look, we've 24 hours, we're past it. Let's move on. There is still a chance for the Caps to pull out this series against Carolina. I don't have high hopes, but there's still hope.
There's hope.
You know, even if the Wizards got the number one overall pick in the NBA draft this upcoming season, they still were going to stink. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're in a rebuilding mode with the basketball team, and let's just, you know, move past it. Let's start looking towards the brighter future. The one thing that is intolerable, and it'll take the rest of the week, maybe longer than that, for me to get over. And I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to say this word. Can you say goddamn on this
sure,
network?
Sure, why not?
All right. The goddamn Dallas Mavericks winning the lottery is preposterous. It's an outrage. And somehow it only happens in the NBA that the team, you know, that would most benefit from a selection. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy. But, man, you can find 5 or 6 different instances just in the last 20 years of teams that really could use a little bit of boost getting that number one pick, and you got to live with it.
Didn't I see something? Somebody gave us a stat that was like the odds of both of those teams, the Spurs and the Mavs, with as few ping pong balls as they had or whatever, the odds of them winning back-to-back one, it was like over 1 in 10,000.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, the Mavs were under 2%, and I believe the Spurs were 6 or 6.5%.
Yeah, I think it was the Mavs, Spurs, and 76ers getting 1, 2, and 3 was 0.00014% or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, this is back to back years because Atlanta last year they were in the play in, just like Dallas was in the play in. Atlanta had 36 wins last year. 22 more than the Pistons. All right, the Pistons had the worst record, so they obviously had a 14% chance. The Wizards had a 14% chance. They had 15 wins, but Atlanta gets the one the top pick this year. Same deal. Dallas gets the top pick. Atlanta's percentage to win the lottery last year, I think, was about probably the same.
3%.
Are you all in?
So it's back-to-back years it's happened.
Do you like the tanking? Because to me, it just shows that it's just another wasted year.
Well, in Washington's case, I think, you know, there is a nice way to put the tanking. Like, this is a development, a team under development, right? A team in full rebuild. And, you know, God bless Will Dawkins and Mike Winger. They're doing it the right way. I mean, basically, you have a group of young kids. Now, you know, you can quibble with the fact that most of the core talent from Washington came from what many regarded as one of the worst drafts, last year's draft, of the past 10 years. But it doesn't matter. You have to start somewhere. And they have a bunch of kids with upside all on the same timeline. They're all basically between 8.5 years old and 20.5 years old. And they're all on the same original contract. And we're going to find out if two or three of those kids can stick. It's a blueprint that has been validated. I mean, if you want to see this in action, go look at the core talent for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And, you know, they got lucky with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander coming over by trade. They got a super-duper talent. But as long as you have picks and you have young talent that you can develop, then you have a possibility. There's hope. And I think with this draft pick that Washington's going to get at 6, it matches up. Like, the two candidates I keep seeing are Malawach from Duke, who I'm in love with. I think that kid is incredible and could immediately impact Washington defensively. And then the kid from Texas, who's a pure scorer, Trey Johnson. And I'd be fine with either one of those guys. And I think both of those guys match up very well with what Washington is doing. So I think they're, for a tank kind of situation, I prefer to look at it as like, let's just see these kids kind of develop, because if they prove out, if two or three of them prove out, then you can say, I was there back when. You know what I mean?
House, what do you make of the Wizards potentially selecting local product Derek Queen at 6?
Respectfully. Because I think that kid, he was awesome. And mm-hmm. I loved the impact he had on Maryland. That, to me, I hate to use this man's name, but that's a Dan Snyder move. It would be a reach. I don't think that Queen is at the same level impact-wise, the potential of Trey Johnson or Malawach, and, you know, taking the local kid because of the connection, that's not in line with the kind of team building that I think Winger and Dawkins. Again, respectfully. I'm a Maryland fan. I loved that team this year. The Crab 5 was outrageous, and Queen was amazing, but I don't think he's in the same potential class as these other guys.
So, Colin, can we envision Malawach and Sar on the court together?
Yeah, because Malawach is a totally different player.
Totally different.
Yes.
That's what you like?
I love it. Because Sar, here's the thing. You know, he received criticism this past year. I mean, his shooting was very on again, off again.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid can move. He's got good feet for a big dude. He can get out on the perimeter and defend. And if you have Malawach down there anchoring the paint, he's they're going to measure his wingspan, and everybody's going to – jaw's going to drop when it comes in not that far away from Wemby, from Wembanyama. And I think that he's an potential impact player defensively.
Yeah. It's just kind of crazy when you just start thinking about the percentages. And, I mean, look, we had Chase Hughes on yesterday, and he made some good points. He said, look, there's going to be a good player or multiple players that turn out to be all-stars drafted, you know, in the top 6 or, you know, in the top 15. It just happens every year. You just got to pick the right guy. And, I mean, Will Dawkins has only been here a few years, but don't you kind of trust him?
I know I trust him a lot more than the guys that were in charge the previous 25 years.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure. I mean, I don't think we're going to take this year's Johnny Davis. Let me put it that way.
Right. Oh,
God, that was a terrible pick. That was a terrible pick. You knew it. As soon as you saw him play his first summer game, as soon as he played in Vegas, you knew that was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe I'm going to be on this. I'm not even sure how you pronounce the big kid's name from Duke. How are you saying his name? Malawach?
Malawach.
Yeah. All right. All in on that.
Here's the homework for us, EB.
Mm-hmm.
AJ DeBanza. this is the kid that's going to play 1 year at BYU. He's amazing. He's 6'10", crazy athletic, talent, both hands. What are we doing? Because we came up with poop for Coop last year.
All right.
I don't know what to do with DeBanza. I'm in the workshop. I'm in the lab. Yeah, we're not going to DePanza for DeBanza. I don't think we're going to do that.
Yeah, but the thing is, all right, so you tank a little bit more, and you get a 14% chance.
Again, you'll have 86% not to get them.
Yeah, they're not getting them.
Yeah, that's the reason Silver's done this. He's de-incentivizing tanking.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, and rewarding hot garbage teams that trade a generational talent. Congratulations, Adam Silver. Great job.
But hold on.
Everybody believes in the integrity of the league because Dallas replaces Luka with Cooper Flagg.
Maybe it is better.
You're playing both sides, though, House. You said you don't believe in conspiracy, but now you're throwing out conspiratorial tones.
There is a lot of stuff to look back over the last 30 years. I don't believe in – it's not possible to rig the thing. But, boy, it's another NBA miracle. Go back and look at 2011 when the New Orleans Hornets magically – it was magic. They got the NBA owned the team – sold it to George Benson, and would you believe it? The New Orleans Hornets got the number one overall pick, and you'll never – it was Anthony Davis. Can you believe it? Anthony Davis to New Orleans the same year that the new owner buys the Hornets. It's a miracle. Another NBA miracle, fellas.
Well, I'll tell you, I think everyone agrees, though, the frozen envelope is the real deal, right? Like, there's no doubt about
probably.
That.
Probably.
I know. I think that.
Yeah, 100%.
That was in the 80s.
Understood. But maybe it is, as I'm thinking, maybe it is better, though. They just make it more official, and you can adjust the ping pong balls accordingly. But if you're, like, barely in the playoffs, like you're in the play-in game or whatever, or you just miss, maybe you should be rewarded and get the first pick. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you should be.
That's what's happening.
No, but I'm saying just make it... Like change the odds.
So that they fight for
Like at least you're being competitive.
Yes.
And you're not outright throwing garbage on the court.
Right.
To try and get 8% better.
You get rewarded for almost getting there. And then
I
don't know.
The thing is, for a fan base like ours, like Washington, and maybe we're the exception, because we're used to now coming up on 50 years of not making a conference final, the longest run of any other team in the entire NBA. We're kind of used to it. But for teams in a pure rebuilding mode to have really a diminished chance to grab the top talent coming in, because the NBA is singularly a league where one guy immediately changes the outlook, the fortunes, your next 5 years. No other league has that kind of draft impact, and you're telling your fan bases in those cities that really do have to go through a proper rebuild, that you have a worse chance it's a hard thing to come up with a competitive balance. And the NBA already has a problem anyway, because its regular season is highly compromised by how many guys are going to play, the load management, the rest issues, all that kind of stuff. So I understand that it's a hard challenge, a hard thing for the league to navigate, but it's got to be better than than the situation that we're in right now.
House, one guy can change it in the NBA, but one guy changed it here in D.C. in the NFL, too.
True story of that. Yes, sir. Thank God.
What, hey, what's your take on his mom? I don't want to beat up on her too much. I mean, we love Jaden, and I think she wants what's best for her kid, but man, she's omnipresent.
Look, if it works, don't try it.
Then who cares?
It's not broken. I mean, that's fine. Hey, you know what? It's not Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
Yeah, that's another one. That way one's way. You know level. What? You're right. That one's way worse. That one's way worse.
And it could be a lot worse, right? She's trying to protect him from bad stuff. So it's overprotective.
I don't care if she protects it business wise and everything, but I just want it. I want her to allow him to get skins. I want her to allow him to date.
He's getting skins. If you think Jaden Daniels isn't hitting the skins,
I don't know.
You're a crazy person.
I just want him to capitalize on it.
His mom might be in a chair in the corner, but he's hitting skins.
Okay. I don't want that.
I don't know. Just putting it out there.
What, House? What?
The fact that we don't know about how much skins he's getting, that's a testament to how good this whole thing works.
Yeah, I guess.
They're doing a great job. Mom's doing a great job.
Yeah, I guess. You might be right.
House, always great talking to you, pal.
Appreciate you, boys.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Man.
Good catching up with you.
Follow him on Twitter at House from DC. Listen to him on The Ringer. Remember, Caps tickets, Game 5 tickets were given away right around 8:20 and 9:20 on the Junkies, but all morning long and all the way until 5 p.m. right here on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.